Now, pollution is one of the biggest issues of 2016, as the recent Volkswagen and Mitsubishi emission scandals have actually shown us. Millions of people die every year from breathing in poor air. However, while much emphasis has been put on outdoor pollution, indoor pollution is responsible for at least as many deaths, mostly in the developing world. In fact, indoor air pollution has been linked to over 4 million deaths globally each year, and up to 1 million in one particular country, India, alone. IASA researcher Shanali Pachuri told Chris Cummins why this is going on.
It has to do with the fact that there's a large scale of energy poverty still globally and in India specifically. And what I mean by energy poverty is the fact that people don't have access to modern forms of energy services. So they don't have access to electricity, and they're still using kerosene for lighting, for example. And they don't have access to clean cooking, which means that a large fraction of the population, over 70% of Indians today, still rely on fuel wood for cooking. And that has associated with it major pollution and health impacts.
So they're cooking their food indoors using coal or wood, and they're using kerosene, a form of petroleum, to light their houses, and they're breathing these fumes in all the time.
Exactly. So in fact, because these fuels are being used in very inefficient devices, so for example, for cooking, often even on an open fire or a very simple traditional stove, the combustion efficiencies of these devices is really very low. Therefore, you have a lot of what is called products of incomplete combustion, which is pollutants like black carbon and other organic pollutants, which really have a major impact on health when they're breathed in. So this is what's causing the million deaths.
It made me feel terrible when I read your paper, because when I travel in South Asia, it is those smells. It's the smell of wood burning and the cooking. I find almost romantic. It's the smell of the countryside in India, but it's a deadly smell.
Yes, unfortunately. And that's another reason why it's very difficult to get people to transition away from these fuels, because there's a cultural element associated with the use of these fuels. Barbecuing is a very traditional activity, which even in the Western world in the summer is something that's considered attractive. And getting people to change tastes and habits is a difficult problem.
Is this whole issue on the radar of NGOs and aid agencies? Because it seems if you're going to invest your money in anything, it seems a way of saving lives quickly.
Well, it is on the radar of some NGOs and donor agencies. But I mean, of course, funds are limited and money is being used for health, education, energy, all of these sectors. And so energy competes with all of that. And I mean, clearly, this is one area where you can get a big bang for your buck. But convincing agencies requires more science, which is what we hopefully provide.
India and the problems of indoor pollution. That was Shanali Pachauri from the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis in Luxembourg.
FM4, Reality Check.